Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Businesses can apply for the Canadian Emergency Wage Subsidy starting today. The federal government's program covers 75% of employees' wages for organizations that were financially impacted by COVID-19. The funding can cover up to 12 weeks for a maximum of $847 per employee per week. The government has asked organizations to cover the remaining 25% of wages if possible. Eligible businesses, charities, nonprofits, and other organizations can apply. Staff size does not matter. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
But for everyone putting in an extra shift right now, there's someone else who wants to work but can't. Maybe you've been laid off because of the pandemic. Maybe you still have a job but aren't sure if your employer is going to keep you around next month. Whatever your situation may be, we're in your corner. Earlier this month, we introduced the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy to help protect your job or help you get back to work. And as of this morning, applications for this program have opened. Employers can now submit a claim for the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy through the Canada Revenue Agency. To access the 75% wage subsidy for your employees, go online through canada.ca to reach this portal. Whether you're a charity that employs 200 people or a fast-growing startup that employs just 20, you will be eligible to up to $847 per week per employee.
The subsidy is retroactive to March 15th. The program is intended to help rehire workers that were laid off during the pandemic, help prevent more job losses, and help to position organizations to resume normal operations after the crisis. The Prime Minister said the first payment should arrive by May 7th. Over 10,000 businesses applied for the emergency relief within the first hours of the application portal's opening this morning. Emergency relief for Canadian students is being discussed by the federal parties. Last week, the Prime Minister announced a $9 billion financial package for current post-secondary students and recent graduates. The plan includes the proposed Canada Emergency Student Benefit and the Canada Student Service Grant to help those impacted by COVID-19. With the emergency benefit, students can receive up to $1,250 a month from May to August. If you have a disability or if you are taking care of someone else, the benefit can cover up to $1,750 per month. With the service grant, students who volunteer during the pandemic may be eligible for $1,000 to $5,000 for hours worked this summer. The first virtual sitting of Parliament is happening on Tuesday, followed by an in-person sitting on Wednesday. It is expected that the relief legislation for students will be debated then. On Saturday, the federal government announced $62.5 million for seafood processing plants to help them during the pandemic. The Prime Minister said the financial assistance will enable employers to purchase protective equipment for their factory workers, encourage them to adopt appropriate protective measures, and put in place other measures of physical separation from the workplace. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
So today we're announcing $62.5 million to support fish and seafood processors through this crisis. As we fight COVID-19, people who work in fish and seafood processing plants across the country are playing a crucial role when it comes to getting food to our tables. This funding will help ensure that they can safely continue their important work. We're giving more money to processors so that they can purchase personal protective equipment for workers, adapt to health protocols, and support other social distancing measures. For example, fish processing plants could buy new equipment like freezers or storage space so that their product, food for Canadians, can stay good while they respond to a changing market. With this announcement, we're giving fish and seafood processors more resources to adapt to the many challenges brought on by the pandemic and, above all, keep workers safe.
As of noon on April 27th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 47,327 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 2,617 deaths. Over 717,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was the response for April 27th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.